This chazar of zechnisha baruches rishag mevem yehuda mesechna sedarim daf chavches. Zok the mishnah. One may make a neder to a murderer who wants to take items from him. He's afraid for his life, or he also may make a neder to thieves or to tax collectors to show that the items that they want to take are truma, and he can make a neder to that effect, even if they're takanat truma. Or he can say that they belong and make a neder they belong to the king, even if they don't belong to the king, and that way he prevents them from taking the items. B'sham say a person may only make the neder for this purpose, but may not make a shvua for this purpose. B'sham say even a shvua may be made. B'sham may say the neder may only be made if it's demanded by the murderer, meaning you can't offer it up to the murderer, to the chamsin, whatever it is, without their demand. B'sham say you can even offer to make that neder without being demanded to do so that they believe him. B'sham may say the neder may only be made with regard to the item demanded by them to be the subject of the neder. Basil will say that other items may be added to this neder as well, and the Mishnah now gives an example. The Mishnah says this can be illustrated as follows. If the murderer tells the person, make a neder that your wife will be also to benefit from you if these items are not truma, and the person thereby makes a neder that his wife and his children, even he has in his children, should be also to benefit from him if these items are not truma, so Beshami would say that the neder would not be effective with regard to the wife, because that was demanded of him, but would be effective regarding his children, because that was not demanded of him, and therefore the neder takachal. Basil would say that the neder is not effective for the wife or for the children. Shmuel has said, "Dina d'malchus edina." We have to follow the law of the land. So, how are we allowed to make a neder to avoid the collection of taxes? Rav Chinina, in the name of Kahana, or Rav Chinina bar Rav Kahana, in the name of Shmuel, said the Mishnah is discussing a tax collector who has no limit on what he may assess and collect. This type of collection doesn't have to be adhered to. Rav Yani said the Mishnah is referring to a tax collector who is self-appointed, not with the authority of the king, and therefore it's not called Dina d'malchusa. The Mishnah says Shehein Shel Beis HaMelech, he can make that shuva v'chulum. What's the neder that he makes? So Rav Amram, the name of Rav, explained he makes a neder that all the fruit in the world should be ushered to him if the items do not belong. If not, the items do not already belong to the king. That would make the fruits also forever. He has made a neder on a condition, and the condition is not true. Therefore, the chayre, it should be chal. The Mar says he says that they should be also today, only today, and therefore it's not a problem. That way, that's his haroma in his mind. But if he says today, the thief won't accept that as a sufficient neder. The Mar explains that he says today in his heart, but not with his mouth. So although typically we say that the unspoken word has no effect, but in this case of Oinsen, we say that it does, and therefore it's only for today, it's not for beyond today. Beishamay oim ba'koyel v'chulu. Rav Huna said, a braisa says, Beishamay say a person may not initiate a shvua in this case without being demanded to do so by the thief. And Beisilu say he may even initiate making the shvua. The braisa suggests, frankly, more that Beishamay would allow him to initiate a neder, because it says you're not allowed to initiate a shvua. As mashma, though, in a neder you would be allowed to initiate. However, in our Mishnah, Beishamay say that he may not even initiate a neder. Also, the braisa suggests that if he's not initiating it but it's demanded by the murderer or whoever it is, then Beishamay would even allow a shvua. But however, in our Mishnah, Beishamay say that a shvua cannot be made at all, even based on demand from those people. Mer explains, our Mishnah talks in terms of neder to teach the extent of the view of Beis Shammai, and the Braisa talks in terms of the Shua to teach the extent of the view of Beis Hillel, and therefore you should not make an inference regarding from the Braisa regarding the other one, because again the Mishnah, the Iker point is for Beis Shammai, and the Braisa, the Iker point is for Beis Hillel. Rashi gives another Teret. He says the Braisa is not discussing initiating a Shua. What the Braisa actually means to say is that Beis Shammai say that one may not annul a Shua at all, and where Beis Hillel say that one may annul a Shua. That's what it means. It's not talking about this case anymore of a demanded Shua from a murderer or a thief. Zok the Mishnah, if a person says these trees should be hegdish if they do not fall down, or this tala should be hegdish if it's not burned, they must be redeemed if they don't fall down, or if it's not burned. At that point, they would have to be redeemed because they become taka hegdish. If he says these trees should be hegdish until they fall, or this tala should be hegdish until it's burned, they are not redeemed. Why does the first part of the Mishnah say that they have to be redeemed instead of simply saying that they're hegdish or they're not hegdish? Well, why? And why using it saying that they have to be redeemed? And for the Gemara, since the end of the Mishnah says that they are not redeemed, that's the point, that they can't be redeemed, so the first part of the Mishnah also talks in terms of redemption. In fact, how is the neder made? Samemer said, he says, these trees should be hegdish if they don't fall today. In fact, that's pshita, that if they don't fall today, they become hegdish in that case. The Gemara explains, the case is that there's a strong wind blowing that day, and he makes a neder that if the strong wind doesn't break down the trees, they will become hegdish. The Mishnah teaches that although the neder was made because he thinks that the wind will make the trees fall down and therefore they won't become hegdish, if the trees don't end up falling down, they do become hegdish. The same would be in case of the talus. The Mishnah is discussing where there was a fire raging and he made a neder to make it hegdish if the talus is not burned. We would think that he only makes a neder because he thinks the trees and the talus will not be saved. The Mishnah teaches that the neder is effective and it's a full-fledged neder.